Hello, guys. It's Vasilia, and I am here to record another podcast. Technically, this will be my actual first podcast. My last one was one that I had to do for school, but I'm not going to delete it because, like, that was my first and that was my baby, so, like, why not? I'm sitting here, and I'm currently painting my nails because my nails are ratchet as heck. And I'm not working right now because we are in the middle of COVID still, so I have not gotten called back for work, but it doesn't really matter because I don't really follow the rules for work anyways, and I have my toes and my nails painted and, like, whatever, no one cares. But I am sitting here because I'm, like, trying to rebrand myself. I've done YouTube videos and, like, I'm still not done with YouTube. I just don't post as much as I'd like to. And I just feel like I talk so much to myself that if I had to do podcasts for my class, why not just continue to do them? Because I feel like it's my way of talking to myself without feeling insane. So there we go. Now, I've been told many times that my voice is really annoying, that my voice is really soothing. I don't know. I've also been told that it can be really monotone. So I guess I'll try to sound more fun and enthused and stuff like that. But, like, no promises at all because I know that my voice can be a little monotone. Like, literally right there, I heard it. But, oh God, I hate that. Anyways, so I think it'd be really funny if I also recorded these to see what my face looks like because I'm literally sitting in my bed, no makeup, my hair looks like a bird attacked it, I have a comfy blanket around me though, it's really nice, but I have, like, big hoops on, like, I feel like I'm gonna go somewhere, but I'm not, and I was like, you know what, if I'm gonna make a podcast, at least let me feel like a bad bit. Even though I don't look like a bad bit. But anyways, this past weekend I was back at my parents' house for my best friend's birthday because I don't live with my parents anymore. And my best friend lives in my hometown still, or like my hometown area, not like my exact hometown, but the area. Anyways, so I went back home for the weekend to celebrate her birthday because, like I said, I don't live there. And on Sunday, we had, like, a small barbecue with my family only. It was just family. And I was thinking about it, and I'm, like, packing up food and stuff to give to my cousins to take home with them because they have, like, kids and whatnot. And I think it's funny because it's so common if you go to a Greek house that, like, you definitely will go home not hungry. Like, you will definitely go home stuffed because there's so much food. But not only will you go home with a full belly, but you're gonna go home with a bag full of, like, food because whoever the host is, if they're a good host and they care about you, they're gonna send you home with something. So I was, like, packing up food, and I even packed up food for myself because I was leaving the very next day to go back to the town that I live at now. And I was like, Ma, I don't want to take too much. And she goes, no, take it, don't worry about it, take as much as you want. And I thought that was so funny because one time I went to a, let's just say a non-Greek household, and I was still hungry after dinner, and then when it came to, like, packing the food, they were packing it up and they just put it in their fridge, and I thought it was really awkward that they, like, didn't offer, not that I was gonna, like, take their food, but I just thought it was really awkward that they didn't, like, offer any food to anyone who, like, left. They just packed it up and put it in their own fridge, and I was like, I don't know, I guess that's normal, but for Greek people, like, distribute it like it's a homeless shelter. They'll literally just give leftover food to everybody. They're like, here you go, this is for you. Oh, you take this. Oh, you're a vegetarian? Well, here, take some of this meat. Like, it's rough. It's, I don't know, maybe it's just because it's something I'm used to. And then, of course, everyone's constantly yelling. There's no quiet. So for me, now that I live on my own, like, I'm Greek, so I'm loud. And I know that I'm loud, but now I'm used to such, like, a quiet, like, little condo that I live in, And when I go back home, everyone's so freaking loud. And I'm like, dude, you really don't have to be this loud. And then, like, the more I'm with them, the louder I get. And I'm like, dude, I don't need to be this loud. And I'm like, why? Like, why did I think growing up that this was normal? Because now that I don't live here and I go back to them, I'm like, this is not normal, you guys. Like, we should not be screaming at each other when you're sitting 2 feet away from me. Like, but I don't know. I think that, sorry, I'm painting my nails and I'm so focused on painting my nails, and I'm usually pretty good at it, but there's something about it that it like dried out and now it looks like chunky and stuff. Oh, sorry, I hate the word chunky, and I can't imagine what it's like to hear it from a podcast point of view, like the word chunky. One thing that you'll definitely notice about me is I bounce from story to story because I just feel like I have so much in my head to talk about that I can't finish like one thing. I'm trying to not have a lot of sugar right now because I get like bikini waxes and stuff like that, or not bikini, Brazilian waxes, and it happens like what, every 4 weeks? I almost said months. Yikes, can you imagine how long the hair would get after 4 months? Every 4 weeks, and you know, like, it's not the most fun, and like sometimes it really does hurt, but what I do, because I'm like so lame, I don't know, what I do is that I reward myself, since I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go through the pain of the wax, I reward myself with the Starbucks. And right now Starbucks has like the s'mores, which I freaking love s'mores with all my heart. I love any kind of candy. I love Reese's, I love Kit Kats, I love all that stuff. And I love s'mores. And so I reward myself with a s'mores frap with no whip and almond milk, because otherwise it would hurt my stomach really bad. And so I'm trying to not have any sugar. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to get ice cream all this week. Well, earlier today I had 3 Oreos and a glass of almond milk. And I was like, wow, am I dumb? And I like didn't realize that the Oreos were sugar, but whatever, I had it, and I was like, I'll go running in the morning or something, I probably won't. But oh my gosh, y'all, I also just bought this new candle from Bath and Body Works. It was half off. They were having a half off sale, but they were only having half off sale for certain candles, and it was literally only like their beachy stuff. And so they had different scents, like mint, beach mint or some dumb thing. I hate anything mint smelling. I think mint is such a gross smell. But they had like other stuff like tiki, and tiki was cute and whatever, but they have one called suntan, and it legitimately smells like suntan lotion, but not in a gross way, like not in a way where it smells like it's on like a nasty like old gross man who just like is sweating his suntan lotion off. It smells like what you would think the beautiful scent of suntan would be like on the beach of like Aruba or something. I don't know. It smells so good. My whole room smells like I'm at a resort. Like, it literally smells so cute. It has a cute little seahorse on the front of it, which is mainly why I wanted it, was because of the seahorse. But it's the 3-wick one, and it's only like $12 because it was half off. And now my whole room smells like I'm on vacation, which, like, I guess technically I am because I'm not working right now because of Corona. But, like, it smells so good. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I can definitely get down with this. So I love that. I also have the plug-ins, which I don't smell right now because the candle's overpowering it, which is totally fine. But anyways, so yeah, y'all, I'm sorry. This one is complete nonsense. I guess it's because I'm trying to get y'all to get a feel of who I am. At the time of this podcast coming out, I'm 23 years old. I'm like doing stuff. I'm in school right now and I work. Well, I don't work because of Corona, but like I said, I will be working soon, hopefully. But like, I'm gonna do these podcasts because they're fun. And y'all, like, I literally am making money off of this podcast because I read an ad. Like, how cool is that? But anyways, go ahead and follow me on my social media. This podcast is really cool because it automatically gets shared to like Spotify and stuff. And I love podcasts on Spotify, so if people could find mine. But anyways, I'm gonna like also have my Twitter. If anyone finds this, I'm gonna have one person listening to this podcast, and it's probably gonna be myself. But if for any reason someone actually finds this podcast and enjoys it, hold on, I have to burp. Okay. And you enjoy this podcast, like, go ahead and follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, and, like, give me ideas of what you want to talk about. I watch a lot of, like, The Real, which is, like, you know, that girl, like, gossip talk show with, like, Tamara Mori, Adriana, the girl from the Cheeto Girls. Anyways, they're awesome ladies. And, like, let me know what you want to hear, because, like, I'll literally watch them talking about stuff and I'll be talking as if I'm in the show. And I'm like, why don't I just say this kind of stuff, like, on my own stuff? So, anyways, if you want to hear, like, my opinion about stuff, or you want to hear, like, I don't know, dumb things, like stories or whatever, like, go ahead and let me know. I'll probably never have a listener on this podcast, but really I don't care, because like I said, it gives me an excuse to talk without sounding insane, or looking insane, I guess. But anyways, I'm gonna like put my social media in the description below, but because I am an idiot and I don't remember what... Can I still record if... I'm gonna talk as if it's still recording, but I don't even remember what my Twitter name is. So let me go on Twitter real quick, because I'm gonna tell you my Twitter, and I'm also going to share my Twitter. But let me tell you my Twitter handle. It is at VasVotes, VASVOTZ, as in a zebra, because that's how people would always spell my last name. They'd be like, V as in Victor, O, T, Z as in zebra. And I'm like, okay. And then my Instagram is at Vasilia Votes, which is VASILIAVOTZ. Yeah, you can like def go to those. I'll put them down below. But thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you guys enjoy. Have a beautiful day. I wish you could see how dumb I look right now. And peace out. Mwah.